Allah, heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode on this silsila, Spiritual Cures. And we try our best, this department of Spiritual Cures, we try our best to research from the vast books and booklets of our Sayyidi Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Akbar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, and present you with his Madani pearls of advices, with his researches regarding different wada'if, invocations, incantations, with daily life issues. And we try to keep it that it's relevant. And even today, we are going to touch on something which is prevalent in our societies, in our families. However, before we get to that, as always, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Why delay? Let's make some good intentions today, right now, that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am listening, I am viewing this silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Because if I'm not facing these difficulties, these problems, I may just know somebody, maybe a family or a friend, maybe a neighbor that is going through these troubles, through these problems. And if I share these invocations, maybe these Madani pearls of advices, it may benefit them. And you know, if you share it with other Muslims, subhanallah, and then even if you don't practice, but they practice, and because you shared it, so there will be thawab for you as well, so long as they are practicing without any reduction in their thawab, their reward. This is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here for a short period of time, this short life. Why do we waste it away? These precious moments in this short life, why do we just waste it away in unnecessary dealings, in useless conversations, useless activities that have no benefit for us in this world, in the grave, in the hereafter? So let us make the mindset to keep our tongues moist with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Quran-e-Pak, Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources. And we don't have to go far, because Dawud Islami has provided it, provided the facilities, provided the platforms. Subhanallah. We just need to take that first step. And let me tell you, Shaitan does not want us to take that first step towards seeking knowledge of deen. That's the first step. And then you translate that into action for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But you don't stop there. Then you transfer this. I mean, today we're forwarding so many things on these different media platforms, social media platforms. We receive some message about some, maybe hadith or Quran. We don't verify that this is the correct understanding. We don't check the references. We don't contact our Sunni ulama to verify that what is being discussed, especially the explanations of those ayat or ahadith. And we're just forwarding to others. What if it's the wrong interpretation that's happening today? So let's be cautious. Let's be careful in this regard. But let me tell you, if you are forwarding any things, any pieces of information from Dawood Islami, then you can be rest assured that it is authentic, it is verified, it is certified, it is checked and rechecked as well. And then only it is sent out into the public domain. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful bounties and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood e Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that person who recites Durood e Pak just one time, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, blesses that person with 10 sawab, 10 rewards. Forgives 10 of that person's sins, minor sins. And raises that person's daraja and status in his court by 10 times. Just for the recitation of one salat ala nabi, one durood e pak. Whether you recite as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, or sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's true durood e pak. So let us be wise investors and invest in this world for the hereafter. Because we all know it, we all heard it many a times, this dunya is a farm, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya, it is a farm for your hereafter. And so what am I planting? What am I investing in this farm? Good deeds or bad deeds? Am I investing in bad deeds so that the harvest will be what? The displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Jahannam. If I am investing in planting good deeds, inshaAllah ta'ala, the harvest would be the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in Jannah, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The person will not enter Jannah. We won't enter Jannah because of our good deeds. We don't even know which good deeds have been accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Doesn't mean we mustn't do good deeds. Yes, we must do as much as we can. And we must keep focus on our intention on why we are doing those deeds. And keep focus on whether I'm doing those actions, those good deeds correctly. This is essential, that I'm performing my salah in the correct manner, the postures of ruku, the postures of sujood. I'm reciting the Holy Quran correctly with tajweed and makharij. That I'm doing my ibadat, whatever it may be, in the correct ways and with the correct intentions. Subhanallah. And this is one of the beautiful boons and blessings of Dawood Islami, that there's a constant reminder about checking your intention. Checking your intention. What is my motive? What is my intention? Bringing us back and to protect our good deeds. Because shaitan, aduwwun mubeen, the humiliated one, the open enemy, he is always plotting and planning and trying, how do I make this person's mind not to do the ibadah, whatever it is. And finally, when you break through the shackles of shaitan and you do that ibadah, now he tries to corrupt the intention. That, okay, I'm giving, you know, okay, let me part with this 100 rand, whatever it is, you know, in sadaqah, in charity. You parted with it, but what intention am I giving it with? For the pleasure of Allah, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to earn sawab from the court of the merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, or to show off, or the shaitan come in there and twist and corrupt the intention so that the person's good deed is destroyed and there's no sawab, but there'll be punishment because of riya, ostentation, showing off. So if we are in this environment of Dawood Islami, there's these constant reminders, daily, weekly, monthly, nek a'mal is there, subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allahu Akbar. Today I'm going to focus a little bit on domestic disputes, because there is a surge in domestic issues, primarily between spouses, husband and wife. And it's reached such proportions that it's scary. I mean, we never heard of these things. Growing up, we didn't hear about these things. That, you know, it's always an issue at home, always arguments, quarreling. Spouses are at loggerheads in each other. And so many times, our Ruhani Ilaj department is informed that no, it's because of trivial, insignificant matters. And because of outside influence. Subhanallah. I mean, where did we go wrong? The younger generation of parents. I mean, don't you know that you are there, you know, as covers for each other. You're like apparel and clothing for each other, that you cover each other. And you work together without any outside involvement. That you work together, you have an issue or issues, sit down. Don't scream and shout and use vulgar words and belittle each other, insult or mock each other. Don't degrade each other. Sit down. And in a good manner, with polite words, identify, okay, what is causing these frustrations in our life? Why are we arguing? Get down to the root cause of the problem. Find, investigate what is the root cause, the root reason that we are arguing all the time. And discuss it in a good way. That, okay, identify, list down, write down. Okay, these are the issues, you know, I'm not, both of you, husband and wife, write down your grievances. And only you and the both of you must be there, without anybody else. Write it down, okay, I don't like this about you, you do this and, you know, this complaint, this grievance, whatever grievance it is, each one. And then say it out, or give each other to read. How do we overcome this? How do we find a solution to each of these grievances? You know what happens many a times? I will come to the wada'if in a few moments, inshallah ta'ala. But just a madani pearls of advice for parents out there, for spouses out there. That what happens many a times is that anger gets the better of us. Who can scream louder? Whose point is going to come across as the dominating point? We're not there to score points. If you're there to score points, you're not going to be happy with the end. You're not going to be happy with the end result. Because who loses out? You will end up losing out. Because one spouse feels they have dominated, and the other spouse feels like inferior and hopeless, helpless. You're supposed to work together. That's what our deen teaches us. Not competition. Cooperation. Cooperation instead of competition. Who wears the pants? Subhanallah. So work together to find practical, realistic solutions to each issue that you all are facing with each other. And believe me, this will bring that, this will cement the bond between you all, because now you're working as a team. You're not working as adversaries or competitors, as a team. Because you're one team. And if kids are involved, if they are children, then you must be even more careful. If one spouse or both spouses are screaming and shouting at each other and hurling verbal abuses, maybe physical abuses as well, physically assaulting the other, and the kids, even if they are little, but they have ears, they are listening. What mother or father, that they are screaming and they are shouting and one is crying or both are crying and they are getting physical with each other. And do you think this will not have an emotional or mental impact on their minds? So we need to be a little bit mature about this, responsible about it. Because if we don't, then it can create mental issues in the minds of our little children. And if you have big children, some parents, one parent might go to them and try to influence them to side with them. And you as the child, even if you're a teenager, then we don't side with either parent. Be the peacemaker, try to bring them together. If they themselves are not mature enough mentally to sit down and in a polite manner discuss the issue in privacy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the rights, the huquq and the rights of each other, each spouse is not respected, not fulfilled, if they are violated, this is going to lead to a breakdown in that marriage, in that relationship between husband and wife. And so it is vitally important, and I'm going to stress on this point, that you work together as one unit, as a team, in order to mend whatever issues are there between yourselves, in order to create a harmonious, happy environment where there is sukoon. That's what your home is supposed to be. Out there in the dunya, in the world, in the workplace, and in the public, out there, it's like, you know, it's a rat race. There's stress, there's pressure, there's targets to meet. But when you retire to your home, this is the place where there's supposed to be sukoon. Your home must be neat and tidy. There must not be dust and things lying all around. I can understand if there's little kids, then these things are going to happen. But as much as you can, make sure your home is neat, is tidy, is smelling nice. These things have an impact on the mind, psychologically, mentally as well. And over time, over a period of time, it will build up, and then there is arguments with each other. Keep your place. Keep your home is like your castle. Even if it is a hut, that is yours. That is your castle. That is your palace. And you are the one who will either leave it to the cobwebs or will make sure it's smelling nice, it's looking neat, looking clean, and it's pleasant to be in. It's a pleasant environment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. With the wada'if that I will share, get into the habit of making each other happy. Get into that habit. As we are encouraged by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to buy gifts for each other. That, you know, if you exchange gifts, your love will grow. It doesn't have to be an expensive phone. It doesn't have to be a phone at all. It doesn't have to be something that is out of your budget. It can be anything. What is according to your financial capacity? You know, you bought it and this is a gift for you. Person would appreciate it. Okay, you might get exceptions where there is an expectation that you bought this insignificant thing for me. And these expectations, and many a times like impossible expectations, they are influenced by un-Islamic sources. This is why watching movies and dramas and all these funny things, filthy things that they show on the television or on your phones, on these social media platforms, is to indoctrinate your mind, to influence your mind. That's what it's for. It's not under the guise of entertainment. No, it's like innocent fun entertainment. Indoctrinating the masses. And even our kids via the cartoons. It's an indoctrination in mass. So I need to think about this. That expectation that I have from my spouse, whether from the husband, whether from the wife, is it within the boundaries of Islamic teachings? Is it within the boundaries of reason? Or is it something that, you know, I seen or I heard and I want the same here at home? Or I expect the same from my spouse? Subhanallah. And shaitan is not going to leave you all alone. He's always going to provoke, always with his wasawis, with his evil whispers. It's one of the things that makes Iblis truly happy, where he rejoices, is the breakdown of a marriage. the separation of husband and wife. Don't give him that chance. When you see him creeping in, and you would know, when you know, hey, you start doubting your spouse or some little thing, insignificant thing, and there's a war at home. Recite when you are angry. Recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Turn towards your left shoulder and do spit 3 times, just the sound, without any saliva coming out. Also, recite after every fard salah. The person who indulges in sin because of anger, maybe physical abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, vulgarism, obscenities, violating a person's right, your spouse's right, because of anger and a buildup of malice and hatred. Keep focus on the consequences of anger if it is not channeled out in the correct manner, in something towards something constructive. In anger mode, before that even, we need to learn conflict resolution, tools for conflict resolution. We need to learn anger management. And believe me, our deen teaches us. If you are standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. If you're lying down, then place your cheek on the floor. That I am from sand. Who am I to get angry with anybody? That I am from sand. I'm nothing, actually. If I violate this person's right, my spouse's right, there's consequences, there's adab, there's punishment in the hereafter. Am I ready for that? Move away from the thing or the person that is making you angry. Go and drink some cool water. Sniff in, make wudu. Physically cool yourself down. Sniff in that water. Subhanallah. 3 more wada'if for anger. Because many a times, husband and wife separate because of anger. And afterwards, the person is thinking, oh, what did I do? There's extreme regret and remorse. But many a times, it's too late. In that anger mode, I allowed shaitan to play with me. Because shaitan plays with an angry person like how a child plays with a ball. They just kick it in any direction. Imagine if somebody, you know, recorded me when I'm in an anger mode and I'm heated up, and later on played it to me. I would be embarrassed. Is it me? I would be ashamed. So think about the consequences of what I'm about to say, what I'm about to do. How will it negatively and adversely affect me and my relationship with my spouse? And that anger mode, a person may just say things to hurt the feelings of the other. And to hurt the feelings of a Muslim is a major gunah, a major sin. Who am I? Who am I to hurt the feelings of my wife? She is somebody's daughter. If you have daughters, you want somebody to treat them like this? And who am I if a person hurts the feelings of their husband? That's somebody's son. If you have a son, do you want your son to be treated like this? Allah. Impatience is a problem. You know, we want things, we want it right now. So that person who is a slave to anger. Yes, anger is a natural emotion, but we have to channel it out towards something constructive. If I just keep it and let it build in and it builds up, and then there's an explosion. Towards something constructive. Like the few tips that we have mentioned. If you're sitting, lie down. If you're lying down, place your cheek on the ground. Make wudu, cool yourself down. Drink some water, sniff some water in. Move away from the person or thing that's making you angry. Every now and then, when you're walking, recite, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Also recite, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. It would be very good to also recite the following blessed ayah of the Holy Quran 7 times every day. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Surah Ali Imran, verse 134. You can find these wadaif in the concise and beautiful booklet called Cure for Anger on page 22. You can obtain this booklet, the hard copy of it, from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and the bookshop of Dawud Islami. Or you can download the free ebook from dawudislami.net, subhanallah azza wa jal. And there's so many books, there's hundreds of books and booklets available from the website, which you can download for free and forward it to others as well. So these wadaif and they are in there, and a lot of other madani pearls of advices in order to learn anger management tools, inshallah azza wa jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله عز وجل. We have some calls. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما شاء الله الحمد لله. مولانا صاحب, I just wanted to know, you know, my child sometimes makes me very angry due to her stubbornness. Please give me some advice. جزاكم الله خيرا.
This is something which is also prevalent in families where there's a lot of rebelliousness in youngsters, in our children, teenagers. And so we need to identify, could it be just because of the hormones and they've reached the years of a teenager, or there could be some other underlying issues. Maybe psychological problems. Maybe somebody is bullying them at school or madrasa. So if we try to identify what could be the issues that's creating this frustration in them, and then they are rebellious towards us, inshallah azza wa jal, we would find some practical solutions for that. It is very good to recite the following blessed dua of the Holy Quran. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. If you can, try to recite this after every salah. This will prove very beneficial. The meaning of this blessed verse of the Quran is, O our Lord, make our wives and our children a coolness for our eyes, and make us leaders of the pious. This verse you can find in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74. Inshallah, so we'll try to recite this after every salah. What a beautiful meaning. And create a good, healthy relationship with your child. This is a topic on its own. But if we have that kind of understanding between the parent and child, that respect has to be there. Enforce that respect from small. From the get-go, enforce this respect, but create a relationship where your child will confide in you, that you are the go-to person if they are facing any issues in their life. So this dua, inshallah, azawajal, try to practice upon it, inshallah. Can we have the next call, please?
My name is Fahim Dawood from Durban. I want to ask a question. Is there something simple that I can do in order to improve my memory? Jazakallah.
Memory, subhanallah azza wa jal. Yes, there is something that our Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has advised us. Before I get to that actual wazifa, remember, sins, committing sins, looking at unlawful things, listening to unlawful things can also affect one's memory. Sleeping in the wrong times can affect one's memory. So we should try our best to abstain from sinning. The great Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whom millions of Shawafi follow, and who is our master, our leader as well, mentioned a few points for strengthening one's memory. And one of the points he had mentioned was to to be in the company of the pious people, to use a miswak sharif, to apply itr, fragrance, perfume. When we're doing these things, when we're applying, when we're using it, then do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do it by reciting Bismillah. And these things will benefit us. After every fard salah, take your right palm and place it on your forehead. Recite 11 times, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. With Durud-e Pak, once before and after. The person who is habitual with this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, their memory will get strengthened. Subhanallah. Can we have the next call, please?
Malana Sahab, it's a wonderful program that you do with regards to our daily issues and the spiritual cures that are prescribed by Amir al-Sunnah and as other pious saints in Islam. Jazakallah Azur. My question for today was, how does one overcome laziness? Jazakallah Azur, please enlighten us with regards to this question.
Laziness is such a thing that at some point or the other, maybe each of us, the ordinary people, we go through this. You know, a person may get lazy that, you know, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to school or college. I don't want to go to madrasa or jami'ah. I don't want to study today. I don't feel like it. That drive is not there. That passion and enthusiasm is not there. That's missing. Subhanallah. You know, it could be nazar. That's a possibility. For that, you can contact our Ruhani Ilaj stalls to get an istikhara checking. That, you know, is there a spiritual problem for this issue that I am facing of laziness? Of course, Shaitan, he's not far behind. Anything negative, you know, he's number one. He's in the front line, trying to break us, trying to shake us, trying to destroy our good deeds, ultimately trying to destroy our iman. Allah protect our iman. Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal, protect the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations as well. So I need to look into my life, that what could possibly be bogging me down, putting me down, making me feel lazy and lethargic, making me feel like I feel helpless, hopeless, and not to do anything. And if I search properly, I may just find some causes, certain reasons. And now I work on each cause or each reason to remove them. You know, they say idleness is the devil's workshop. If a person is just sitting and doing nothing, Shaitan is going to whisper, or he is evil, that's what he does. His wasawis, his evil whispers, and the mind would start drifting towards, you know, negative things, maybe sinful things. And from there, it gets into action. So we should keep this in mind. You see, it makes us procrastinate. Procrastination is the thief of time. I'll do it tomorrow. Before I know it, so many tomorrows have come and gone, and a month is gone, 6 months, 1 year is gone. Subhanallah. So procrastination is something that, you know, we need to root out from our life. And this is where time management comes in. You know, that we value every moment of our life. Because very soon, before I know it, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out of the scene. Malakul Maut alayhi salam is going to come for me. So now is the time. Now is the time to invest in good deeds. Now is the time to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now is the time to establish our salah, to give our sadaqat, our charities and donations. And don't forget your Dawud Islami as well. Now is the time to develop myself, my taqwa, my consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal, my closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, my fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now is the time to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these things will ignite that passion and that enthusiasm in me. if I'm punctual with my salah, if I'm practicing on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I'm always trying to encourage others to do good, I'm going to try to do good first. So yes, it is a problem. Some people have laziness, lethargy as well. But the only person who can really help me is myself. That I need to make up my mind. You change your mindset and you change everything. That's where it starts, in the mind. As I was saying, learn conflict resolution tools, learn anger management. Our deen teaches all of this. If I'm punctually filling out and practicing upon nek a'mal, I will see these benefits as well. It's not something that just happens all one shot, that I learn everything in one day. It's a process. Then each day, day by day, if I'm reading the weekly booklet, if I'm filling out and practicing upon the nek a'mal every day, if Islamic brothers are traveling on Madani qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, if I'm attending the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, if I have introduced home dars, a dars in my home, in Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, encourages us to establish a dars at home, what is called ghar dars or home dars, to create a harmonious environment, to create a madani mahol, an Islamic ethos in the home. The material is available. This is something practically that we can do, something simple that we can do. I don't need to memorize anything. All I do is obtain a booklet from Dawat Islami, from Maktabatul Madina. Best if I can get the hold of the magnum opus, the masterpiece of Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, called Faizan Sunnat. Get the hard copy if you can. Or download the free ebooks onto your phone, onto your tablet, and sit together, sit collectively. 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever is easy for you. Give each one a turn. Today, like Mondays, is your turn. You prepare your dars. The material is available. All you have to do is read out from there. They are designed like this for our islah, to help us to reform ourselves. So give each one a turn. What are we doing? A great quality time that we are spending with family, together. Doing what? Learning something about deen. Maybe learning a dua, learning a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you're bonding with the family whilst you are learning something of the deen from authentic sources. And so you are creating this beautiful environment, this Islamic ethos. So start with that. Make an intention to make a start, inshallah azza wa jalla. You won't believe that what great benefit this has, especially in the long run. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, sometimes a spouse may feel that I'm not getting enough attention from my spouse. You know, my spouse doesn't spend private or quality time with me, doesn't talk to me. May I feel like maybe a lacking in their compassion or love towards me. If a person, a spouse, feels like that, then the following should be recited every day. Something very easy, very simple, that is easy to do. And make the intention of practicing if you are going through this difficulty of a lack of compassion or love from your spouse. What is to be recited every day 100 times? Ya awwalu, ya awwalu. Ya awwalu, through the park, one time before and after. Inshallah azza wa jal, the spouse will be attracted to their spouse, inshallah ta'ala. Don't forget, I mean, when you are watching the silsilas of Madani channel, reserve a diary or a book, a notebook, so you can jot down the important points. And later on, you know, you can go over it. You can share it with others as well, because ink is the best memory. Many things when this silsila ends, many things we are going to forget. But if we wrote it down and we know it's there, I can use that as a reference book, subhanAllah. If the husband is displeased with the wife, then she should recite the following 20 times while sitting on the bed before sleeping. So this wadifa is to be recited at the time of sleeping. Before sleeping, sit on the bed. Remember, when we are lying down, then whatever we are reciting, whether it's our surahs, ayatul kursi, kalimas, wada'if, if we are lying down, then we must make sure that we fold our legs out of respect for the recitations. But this wadifa, one should be seated on the bed at sleeping time, at night, and recite 20 times, Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. Remember, ya mani'u with an ayn, and ya mu'ti, another ayn, mu'ti, ta'ya. Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. 20 times while sitting on the bed at the time of sleeping. Don't forget, any wazifas that we are reciting, unless otherwise stipulated, one durood e pak before and after as well. You can find these wazaif that I mentioned now in Amir Ahlus Sunnah Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah's lovely little booklet called 40 Spiritual Cures on page 14. 40 Spiritual Cures on page 14. In fact, there's 40 different cures in there for different issues, different problems. So make sure you get that book. And with that, make sure that your home has a copy of Faizan-e-Sunnat, of Laws of Salah, Salah for Islamic Sisters, Blessings of Ramadan, and Madani Panj Surah as well. These are the few books there. There would be others as well, but these are some of the books that every Muslim home must have. And if Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you, gift these to others. What a beautiful gift. You don't know that the person could recite it or can read it, and it can benefit them in their life. If they read it and they're practicing also, you get thawab. So, at weddings, at Milad Sharif, Ul Sharif, subhanAllah, invest in Rasail, in booklets of Dawat Islami, and distribute it as gifts. And with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to earn thawab, and for Isal al-thawab of marhumeen, especially your family members. So this, you getting thawab, your family members, whether they have passed away, marhumeen, or even if they are alive, for example, your parents are still alive, you can still send thawab, Isal al-thawab, to those who are living, the living Muslims. Not just Isal al-Thawab is not restricted or confined only for those Muslims who have passed away. Isal al-Thawab can be also sent to Muslims who are living. If I decided, Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send the thawab of this, the reward of this, to all the Muslims. Subhanallah. They will get thawab. I will get thawab through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Try to learn this dua as well. Allahumma ghafir li wa li kulli mu'minin wa mu'minah. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me and forgive all the believing men and all the believing women. Beautiful dua, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Since we are discussing about domestic disputes, these wada'if, if they are done properly, if they are recited properly, if one has established or is establishing their salahs, trying their best to stay away from sins, to practice the sunnah, these things are quite effective. A person would see the effect of these wada'if. For the spouse that is upset, and if you want to live a blissful life together, you want to live in peace and sukoon, you are searching for that peace of mind, tranquility of heart, contentment of heart. Recite the following 1,100 times with Durood-e Pak once before and after, and do dum onto something edible, maybe a sweet or maybe a meal or something like this, and give your spouse to eat. 1,100 times recite Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. 1,100 times, through the bag once before and after, blow onto the edible item, give your spouse to eat that. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you both will live a blissful and peaceful life together. Don't we want that? We all want that. We want that. People are searching for that happiness, for contentment, for fulfillment, satisfaction. Subhanallah. Another wazifa to recite 1,001 times. This must be recited and blow du dam onto the salt that is used in the food at home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if there are domestic disputes in the home, those will disappear. Subhanallah. 1,001 times Ya wadudu, Ya wadudu, Ya wadudu. 1,001 times. Through the park once before and after. Blow onto salt, the salt which is used in your home for cooking. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, domestic disputes will be removed. You may have heard of this practice a few times, but make an intention to practice upon it, to implement it inshallah. That when you return home from wherever, before you enter the home, recite Tasmiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, recite Durood-e Pak, enter with your right foot. Once you're in, make salam aloud. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we recite in tashahud, at-tahiyyat. Thereafter recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there will be great benefit, that in fact twofold benefit. If there's domestic disputes, those will be removed, and one will gain barakah and blessings in their rizq, in their income, in their sustenance. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So I hope that if you are going through these difficulties, try to practice upon this, or you know somebody, share it with them inshallah Azza wa Jal, with good intentions to please Allah Azza wa Jal, so that if they practice, you also get thawab. Be attached to this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. And every Saturday evening, tune in to Madani Muzakara live with His Eminence, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. See you next time only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain.